So which chapter 8, Mishnah
4? Such women's rights all the time.
Yeah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Makom Shiva Koicha Bichnisasa, where he has an advantage upon her entry, in other words, when they get married, Hera Koicha Bitsiasa, then he has a disadvantage when she leaves, in other words, when they get divorced. You'll see now what it means. Makom Shira Koicha Bichnisasa, and where he is at a disadvantage when they get married, then he has an advantage when they get divorced. So what's an example? There's a Mishnah, Paris Mechabrin Lakaka, fruit that's joined to the ground. She inherits land and it's got on it fruit trees and there's fruit on the trees and they're still joined to the ground. They haven't been cut off. So Bichnisasa Sheloi. So he gets that fruit, right? He gets that fruit. Bitsiasa Shela. But if they get divorced and there's still fruit on the trees on her land, then when they get divorced, she gets the fruit. You see that? So he had advantage.
He's used the fruit only as long as they're married.
Yeah, before when they get married, he gets the advantage, it goes to him. Mm. But then on the same token, on the flip side, when they get divorced, so it would go to her. But Lushin Minakaka, and anything that's detached from the ground, Bichnisasa Shela, we said when they get married, she gets it, it's hers. Ubitsiasa Shelo, but when they get divorced, if there was, say they just harvested a whole lot of fruit and it was in the storehouse over there, and then they get divorced, so he would get it over there. He would get that fruit. Because it's still considered the fruit. That's right. It's not considered the land. Makes sense, right?